Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time. It's Weeded Month. And we're excited for this episode. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Koch, back with you guys again. Let's jump right into it. Let's jump in toes deep. Toes deep. That'd be like an inch of water. Toes deep. Brendan. Yes. Speaking of toe fetishes, what are we drinking tonight?
It's a toe fetish. It's the entire foot. So yeah, I guess it is toes. It'd be 10 of them. Well, no, 5 toes on a foot. But never mind.
What is happening right now? 10.
Did you say what are we drinking, TJ? Or did you say what are we drinking? Because we are drinking another Weeder. It's Weeder Month. So today we are going with another Maker's Mark product. This is Maker's Mark Cask Strength. It is a bottle that Ben recommended to me highly almost a year, like pretty early on when we first started doing this podcast about a year ago. And it is just Maker's Mark normal mash bills, 70% corn, 16% wheat, 40% malted barley, just amped up. It's not 90% Maker's Mark. It's not Maker's Mark 101. This is Maker's Mark Cask Strength. The proof is going to vary by bottle. It's going to be between 108 to 114 proof, about $40 to $45. The sample I sent down to you guys, my bottle is 108.7. But Ben, you got a bottle today, actually, a little mini bottle. What's yours proofed at?
Baby bottle. It is 109.4.
All right. Okay. So about
pretty similar.
Yep. Nothing too crazy. So yeah, that's basically, this is just amped up Maker's Mark. Mm-hmm. I love the price point on this at $40 to $45. A nice full proof. Yeah, not a crazy cast strength amount, but you know, respectable. Respectable.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the fact that you can get this that is not proofed down at all for, I mean, the top end, but still our budget range, right? We're bourbon on a budget. If this is your first episode, if you're just checking us out, we talked about it. Oh, wow. Might have a new intro music there. Oh, we talked about it at the very beginning on our first episode of what we thought our budget was, and we said anything in that like $30 to $35 to $40 range. So this is on the high end of that, but it's still much lower than
inflation COVID. Did happen COVID last year.
Inflation. So now it's like good anything, point. You know, $60 to $80 is pretty much the same thing, you know, 30 to 40 year ago.
This is still below most whiskeys that we're buying, right? We've talked about that, right? We've all kind of graduated out of that budget range. We've even changed up the show a little bit to go with some more store picks on our reviews, some bangers every month.
Speaking of toe fetishes,
barely know her.
$40 to $45. I love that price. I love that price point because a lot of stuff I feel like that we think is great is much higher than that. Expensive. I think this is going to do pretty well.
It's going to be
a
solid score.
I don't want to have an influence. Well. Yeah, I don't want to have an influence, or I don't want to maker you guys.
Maker? You know. I barely know her.
I don't want to maker you guys.
The joke's so nice, he did it twice.
It's going to be there all night long, baby.
That's what she said.
Nope. So let's talk about it.
On the nose.
Ben, what do you got on the nose, Ben? 6 points.
Oh, it's like dark chocolate, maple syrup, pancakes. Like it's so almost graham crackery, like cinnamon graham crackers. But there's a ton of maple syrup and a ton of chocolate.
So much maple syrup.
I love the chocolate on this.
I'm getting the cinnamon Ben mentioned. A lot of cinnamon. You're getting so now it's okay to differentiate between dark chocolate and milk chocolate. I thought I was being pretentious.
It's dark chocolate, not milk. But yes, you were being pretentious.
But you can do it and it's fine.
This is white chocolate.
Do you see his house? Of course he can.
Yeah, have you seen my house that I'm in
Why did Ben decide to do this the last 2 weeks?
I think it's because I had this up. For those of you listening, you'll never understand what's going on, but I think it's because I had this one.
Yeah, him just standing in bourbon barrel.
Oh, I do need to, as we're talking about backgrounds, I did notice the shelf behind me. There was a little bit of a separation between that and the wall, so I may have too much whiskey up there. If we lose everything behind me one day, this is why. Homeowners insurance, please help me.
I'm not sure.
Anyways.
Homeowners insurance covers that.
Yeah, $500 wall for replacement.
Let's see. So I'm getting the cinnamon as well, Ben. So I did get some of the maple syrup and the chocolatey notes, but I got a lot of like almost like a sourdough bread, and maybe it's the breadiness, but sour.
I definitely get the bready.
Started going, with bready, and I was like, okay, sour, kind of like apple-ish. So I got like Granny Smith sour apple, cinnamon, bread, almost like buttery. To me, this is like an unbaked apple pie in a glass. It's like apple pie before you bake it. Got all this.
I can't get away from the chocolate here. The chocolate is so chocolatey to me.
No, I see. I get enough. Definitely I get pancakes. A lot of cinnamon coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a good cinnamon amount of
chocolate
that.
Pancakes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm. Hmm, chocolate cinnamon pancakes is what I would say. In a glass, though.
This always in a glass. So cinnamon.
Well, you don't put cinnamon first. Cinnamon's the, you know, you're not making a dish with cinnamon, you know, massive ingredient of cinnamon.
Now that Ben has said dark chocolate, and I thought of like a little bit of cocoa, but now that he said it, I can't smell it. It's.
I was getting some milk chocolate before he said that, but now I'm definitely getting the dark.
Now it's dark chocolate, definitely. Just God help you if it's milk chocolate.
Mm. Taste, just Ben.
Saying. Ooh, okay, hold on. Mm. Caramel. Tons. A little bit of almost like a little like peanut brittle kind of. Yeah, like the caramel and peanuts. Yeah, peanut brittle. A little bit of the pancake still.
Like Cracker Jacks? Are you getting Cracker Jacks? Is that what we're talking about? Oh,
I could see that. I could see like a little Cracker Jack, a little bit of caramel corn. Mm.
Ooh. Little kicks or tricks, but, or what's your favorite?
But like the cinnamon's there too. Almost like a cinnamon ginger kind of cookie. Mm.
There's a lot of spice to this. More than I guess I would... You know, when you think of Maker's Mark, you think of really easy going and kind of mild, but the proof on this gives it more of that cinnamon spice or
cinnamon's
peppery.
There a lot. Yeah.
The maple, you didn't mention, so you mentioned maple syrup on the nose. Maple syrup is the very first thing when I taste it. Like I get gobs of maple syrup. Like it's a super pancakey vibe to me on the palate. What about you, TJ?
So definitely, you know what I had the other day? I had the Taconic, and that has ruined me for tasting maple syrup on like almost anything else because I'm just like, well, you know, it's not that much maple syrup. So anyway, I do definitely get some good amount of spice on this, which I know is a little bit different than, like you just said, than what we would necessarily think. But a ton of bread on it. I'm getting the breadiness. I'm getting the pancakey. I remember the first time I had this at Ben's house. It was a little over a year ago, Ben, if I remember correctly. Had just gotten that same deal you gotten from Costco today.
Yes.
And we were tasting it, and it was. It's chocolate chip pancakes.
Wheat were tasting it?
Wheat were. You're trying too hard. You're trying to make her something happen that isn't really happening.
Make her.
Yeah.
So
wheat were. Wheat were. I barely know her.
How's it finish? 108, 109 proof for both of ours. Kind of in that sweet spot we talk about, right? Like not everybody's a proof whore like Ben, where it's got to be 125. A lot of people like this 95 to 115 range. What do you guys think about the finish here? Brendan, you go first because you're the best looking.
Thank you. 95 to 1. It's the collared shirt, isn't it? It's really doing it for you guys today. Yeah. I know it. It's lumberjack.
I was hoping that next button would come undone, to be honest with you.
Sexy lumberjack in a glass.
See both of those hairs.
Hasselhoff over here. A little bit too much. All right. Kids show. Kids show.
It's a kids show about bourbon.
Keep it PG.
1, 2, 3 ounces of bourbon. Count.
Full bore at there. Very good.
Sorry. So the finish to me has it's got the maple syrup again. It's got a nice little peppery note, but like not like black pepper. I think like a cayenne pepper. Like it's a nice amount of like spicy heat to it. Which again, maybe I'm setting a low standard because it's Maker's Mark, but it's impressed me with the complexity on the finish. It's got a little more oomph to it than I would have guessed. Even that 108.
Sad that you use the word standard there instead of just using the word mark for setting a low mark.
Get it?
Draft that joke up better. So, Ben, what do you think about the finish?
I like that. I like that two people in the entire world enjoyed that joke.
Yeah, done up.
Yeah, I think I'm with Brendan here. Like, it's long lasting. It kind of hangs on. A lot of cinnamon on, a lot of allspice on the end.
Ooh, allspice.
I feel like there's some oiliness spices here, and it kind of just like. Kind of coats the mouth and it hangs on. So for $40, the finish is great. Or $45, you know. So
I don't consider price.
It's been a while. It had been a while since Ben
since he maker that.
Oh damn it! That would be better. Hardly know
what's happening.
a disaster. How's this podcast only been 10 minutes so far? This
I was going to say, I feel like we've been on for 6 hours.
We only started recording about 6 minutes in.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Graham Co. All right, let's rate this thing. Let's rate this thing before we get in trouble. We get canceled. 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, 1 for the finish, 1 for how cohesive or complex it is, and then 2 for value. Or if you're like Ben, you consider value every stop of the way. Ben, 2 points for the nose.
This is a great nose. I mean, it's really good for $40. So, it's gotta be one and a half. It's so good.
I'm right there with you. Point and a half. I had it written down before you said that. Sure. If you don't believe me, just ask Brendan.
I don't believe
I saw it. TJ put it down for him first.
175 would be like teetering on elite. I don't think it's there. But I do think it's above, it's quite a bit above average. So 1.5.
I think our 1.5 score from here on out should be something that we refer to as damn good. Like, I think it's a damn good nose. So 1.5, damn good nose.
I don't use language like that, but
what? Damn. By the way, this is being compared to last week was to start wheater month was Maker's Mark FAE02. So I'm watching every step of the way what you guys are doing comparatively here on the back end.
I know nothing.
I know you're not.
Okay. Taste. Brendan, Mr. Watching Us. Mr. Watching Us While We Sleep.
I'm always watching you. I'm going to go with a 3 out of 4.
Sleep with one eye open. Okay, so exactly on par with what you had last week. Ben, taste, similar. You get 4 points.
I like the taste a lot. I'm going 3.
I'm going to keep it consistent, go 275 here. It's very good.
I like it, yeah.
I'm just going to go 275, though, because there's no. It's not better than the FAE02 as far as a fighter goes.
You really hated the FAE02, TJ.
Yeah, had some things going on last week.
Better
finish.
I barely know her.
1 point. I'm giving this. I am actually stepping this up a little bit. I'm giving this a 0.5 on finish. This is better than last week's was. So, Brendan.
I'm between 0.5 and 0.75. I think this is an above average finish though, and finishes out of how many points?
One.
It's unknowable.
I stole Ben's thunder there. I'm going to go 0.75. I think it's an above average finish. I almost said an above average joke. It's a great joke. I'm hilarious.
Yeah. Why don't you make her that joke one more time? Ben, out of finish.
Pretty good. I mean, it lasts. It sits there. Remember, $40. I know you guys don't even think about price at all.
I don't think about that. Time, just think about the finish.
It's freaking important. You know? So I'm going to go 0.75.
Way to talk yourself up there. Cohesiveness and complexity. I think you get a full half a point for cohesiveness. I don't know that it's super complex, but I'll give it a 0.75.
Perfect. That's same exact reasoning, 0.75 for me as well, TJ.
0.75 seems reasonable.
Yeah,
very good. Well, I'm perfect, so... going into value, Ben has this at a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan has this at a 6. And I have this at a 5.5.
Wow. So,
3 pretty good scores. We talked again about this is $40 to $45. The proof is at 107, 108, up to like 114, you said. Very accessible. Can find this just about anywhere. You get 2 points for value. Brendan, start us off.
So based on our scale, like when we say something's a 5 out of 10, that means it's average. Could buy, you could put it back, and you know, I think no one's going to judge you one way or the other. 6 means there's a fair amount of value. So we're at 6 already before we even get into price.
At so 40, 6 out of 8.
Yeah. So it's 6 out of 8 right now before we even get into value, which is 2 points. This is $40 by me at ABC, so get those sweet sweet ABC points. It's readily available. You get this pretty much anywhere. Guys, I don't know the last time I went with a 2 on value is. This has got to be pretty damn close to it. I'm going to go with 1.75. I'm going to go with a 2. I think it's elite value. I think this is in the 95th percentile of value. I'm going to go with a 2. I think this is great. And I had this in one of my packs, and you guys dumped all over it and made fun of it, and you're dead to me. This is great.
I'm going 1.75. I think Brendan is pretty close to being right, but not 2. But name me a cheaper cask strength wheated that's this good.
Oh, wheated? I don't know. Almost impossible.
I don't know. I don't think. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, check back the last week's episode. Is Maker's 46 better than this with $10-$15 more?
We'll never know.
So, we'll
never know.
I like to use things that I really, really like as a reference point. And I had Old Forester 1910 as a 6 out of 8 going into value, right? And so same score going into value, liked it similarly. And I gave that a 1.5 out of value, right? But that's $55. And so for this to be cheaper, I feel like I have to give it more than a 1.5. I'm not as high as Brendan is, but I'm still really high. 175.
Bring out the big board. Bring out the big board.
This is making year twos. It's going to be a leaderboarder, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Easy. Big border. Easy.
So we get to the end. I'm at a 725, a little low on this, but definitely higher than I was on that FAE last week. Brendan is at an 8 and Ben's at a 7.75. Comes out to an aggregate of 7.6. This leads
number one.
7.7.
Numero uno.
This leads even the mighty Pikesville Rye and is now number one on the 2022. The season 2 big board. That's pretty impressive. So
great.
Guys,
it's really good. This is like a I'm so glad that I showed this to Brendan because pretty much I get the credit for this.
Yeah, this always makes me think of Ben. When I'm drinking it and swirling around my mouth, I think of Ben Koch.
You could have just left Ben out.
I just wanted to really to see how long we were gonna sit here in silence.
I was there for it. I was going to try not to smile, though. I couldn't help myself. But no, this is why we do bourbon on a budget is, you know, I know sometimes we can veer away from budget, but like PSA, you're welcome. If you don't have this in your collection, I think this is accessible. I think like new people can like this or relatively new. You can always water it down and just make it like a normal's maker mark. I think this would hold up well on ice, probably make an old fashion out of it. It's good, great, neat. Like this is why we do this show is to find values like this. This is an extraordinary, great value. Ben, thank you. TJ, you're welcome.
Okay, Maui. All right. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we... What did we do on Tuesday, boys? You remember?
We did King of the Hill.
Love to see that. Follow us on social media. Check us out everywhere. It's Bourbon on a Budget. Hey, we're up over 1,300 Twitter followers. That's exciting. I think we're over 500 Instagram. That's not like wealth. We're not a pretty girl with, you know, assets that would make us more attractive to follow. But I think 1,300 is pretty good on Twitter.
I got it, guys.
Brendan's got his
check us out on Bourbon on a Budget. We appreciate you guys for hanging out. Until next time. Come on. Let's make her these together. Cheers.
Make her.
Apparently know her.
Feels so used!